We've all grown up in a world that tells you who you're supposed to be, how the world is, and what your life kind of should be. So if some or all aspects of your life have never felt completely right for you, or you've never been able to get things to really work out, there's a reason for this. It's called social constructs or social constructionism. So you might want to find out what this means, because it's controlling every part of your life, whether you realize it or not. My name is Liz Watt. Welcome. I talk about how to integrate work life and spirituality so that you can live on your terms and ultimately create a better world. So if that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. In this video, I'm going to share with you what exactly social constructs are, examples of social constructs and how to identify them, what makes something really kind of real, and then the opposite of social construction. Social constructionism is the process of creating social constructs. So when we break down the two words, we start with social. It's relating to the interaction of kind of two or more people, and construct is to make or form something by combining parts. A social construct is therefore something that is made, formed, or created by the interaction of two or more people. A social construct, or could be also called an imagined order, is a network of cooperation between humans that can only exist when one or more humans agree they do. Examples of social constructs govern every area of our lives from the minute that we're born. The main constructs that significantly influence our lives include nations and countries. So these are created by imaginary lines that sort of define land on one side of the line as one country and the land on the other side as another country. Your nationality and all the imagined cultural beliefs and ideas that go along with it are determined by which side of the line that you're born on. Now, without humans agreeing on these imaginary lines, countries would not exist. Then we have race, which is defined by a combination of physical characteristics such as your skin color, hair, facial and physical features that humans deem to make superior or inferior or just different to one another. Without humans categorizing and comparing different human features, there would be no race issues and we would all just exist as we are. Then there's gender. So your physical body determines whether you are male or female, and depending on the differing beliefs about what this means, may significantly influence what is acceptable or even legal for you to do with your body, including the way you dress, the work you do, the roles you can fill in society, and even how and who you can have sex with. While our bodies may be male or female, that's kind of a given. Without humans creating ideas and rules about what is right or wrong for males and females, gender issues do not exist, and everyone is free to do whatever they want with their bodies. Then we have language, which is a series of verbal sounds or written squiggles kind of placed together in certain ways to represent the way humans communicate their thoughts, ideas, and experience in the world. Without humans to agree on language as a method to communicate our thoughts, ideas and experiences do not actually exist other than internally. Money is the representation of a certain value in an object such as paper or metal. There is no intrinsic value in the object itself, but the meaning that humans apply to the object gives it a certain value that we can then exchange. Without humans to agree that the value of paper or metal changes when something is printed on it, or when numbers appear in what we agree is a bank account, money does not exist. Then there's organizations and institutions. We give authority to these different groups, such as political parties, governments, monarchies, and institutions such as law enforcement, education, defense, the workforce, and people all come together and agree to behave in certain ways to maintain these imagined orders. They're made up. They're not tangible. And without the collective agreement of humans to let other people make decisions for us, they do not exist. And we're free to go about life and make our own decisions. By giving people within organizations and institutions status, a title, a uniform, or a badge, we also give these individuals permission to hold power and authority over each of us and to make decisions about how we live our lives. Without humans to reinforce and give meaning to titles, status, uniforms, or badges, authority does not exist, and we are all free to live as we choose without restriction. Then there's this idea of the self or your identity. And so in response to all these imagined orders, these social constructs, and these expectations of society and interactions with other people that we expose to from the day we're born, comes a unique set of ideas, beliefs, and myths about who each of us are and what the world is. So these ideas are imposed upon us day after day until they sort of become our version of the truth and a reality about ourselves and who we are. But without humans imposing their beliefs about who a child should be or could be, or what we're supposed to do or say, we would each grow to discover the truth of who we really are. So these are only some of the social constructs that impact every aspect and decision in our lives. Other social constructs include organized religion, education systems, political systems, legal systems, financial and economic systems, business, consumerism, employment, and the list goes on. All systems of human categorization are social constructs, all of them, ever. They're all made up by people. So there are weak versions of social constructs and there are strong social constructs. Now, this idea of weak social constructionism relies on what we call brute facts, or sort of an objective truth or reality. The most basic and fundamental facts that cannot be explained. Brute facts are the objective or natural states of being that have no explanation and exist whether humans believe them or not, such as what makes up an atom or gravity or night and day. We didn't create it, it's there. Okay, then we have institutional facts, which are objectives, and these use other facts to make them a fact and rely on human agreement. So that's weak social constructionism, because these things kind of exist without us, but we just give them a name to collectively understand them. Strong social constructionism rely on the fact that there are no brute facts or objectivity, and it says that all knowledge is dependent on language and social agreement, so it doesn't exist without humans, that nothing exists. Humans have created the idea of everything that exists just in an attempt to explain it. So we've created language and these sort of things to explain what actually exists without us. Therefore, all the concepts and ideas we use to explain everything are subjective, because the explanation and knowledge only exists in that form through the thoughts of humans and not brute facts under this definition. So generally, regardless of the names and meanings that humans create to make meaning, there are some things that will go on whether human beings are here or not to experience or explain them, and some things that will not exist if human beings are not here. So at the simplest level, natural orders are objective. They're what exists regardless of human beings being present to define or observe them. And you could say social construct or imagined orders are subjective. They're what does not exist without human beings collectively creating and agreeing on them. The social norms that sustain social constructs and imagined orders are based purely on shared thoughts, beliefs, ideas, and myths. So what makes something real? Well, if we include what we feel, see, taste, touch, and hear, then we consider it real, tangible, and existing in our current physical experience. But there are ideas and knowledge that kind of seem real to many and yet cannot be felt, seen, tasted, touched, or heard. They are abstract and intangible concepts that do not exist by themselves in the physical, but are reinforced by other physical aspects or objects. Let me give you an example of this. So consider an organization or institution which becomes real only when it is supported by other things, including physical objects, such as the constructions of castles and places for the monarchy to live in, or schools for children to attend, or uniforms, badges, and weapons for police or military, are physical objects that we give meaning to that reinforce the original ideas of monarchy, an education system, and law enforcement. These items mean nothing without this agreed meaning of the social constructs that humans create. And then there's a collective behavior that many people adhere to only reinforces the agreed existence of a particular organization or institution. So bowing and kneeling to a person on a throne reinforces a monarchy and a hierarchy. Parents sending children to school because the government says you have to reinforces a compulsory education system. Or allowing police to take people into custody reinforces an imagined authority that they have over you. When we all participate in creating physical objects or engage in behavior that keeps a social construct in existence, we're saying that we agree and this is okay. In some cases, it is okay, and in others, it's not. The problem is that most human beings do not realize they have a choice. It is possible to create a new collective reality that works better than what we have. Natural order is something natural or divine that cannot be disputed or changed and exists whether humans are here to believe it or not. There are non-negotiable features of the world, but we can only describe and conceptualize them through language and systems of categorization that are essentially arbitrary. So even though we name them to understand, they still exist. Social constructs or imagined orders are not real and only exist because humans collectively agree to accept them and give them validity through our action and behavior. Social constructs have an effect on the world because humans take them as real and true and the way things are. The thing is, human beings have made up every single social construct, so we can choose to decide if they're working or not, and we get to decide to change them to something different if we want to. Only the biggest social construct of all is the belief and the myth that the world is the way it is, and most humans collectively agree and behave in a way that totally supports this. This is the biggest lie that you have ever been told. The world does not have to be this way. For many people, the current social constructs of the world do not support the well-being of the human species, the planet, or other species on the planet. By understanding this, there is an opportunity to say no and to change the social constructs from what they are to what actually supports the health and well-being of all. To understand what new social constructs can support the well-being of all, we must go back to consider what is not socially constructed and the natural order of those things. What is not socially constructed is everything that exists independent and without human beings. It includes the existence of the universe, the solar systems, planets, and especially planet Earth. It includes the light and dark of the sun and shade, the oceans, land masses, and plant and animal species upon the Earth. It includes the complex and interconnected ecosystems that support the phenomenon of life. And to find truth of who and what we are, we must reconnect to these natural orders and live aligned with the cycles of the seasons, the months, the weeks, and the days. We must learn to live gently on the surface of the earth and integrate with growth cycles of plants and animals, rather than clearing it to build socially constructed cities that support the socially constructed institutions of economic growth that keep us trapped in socially constructed office cubicles, working socially constructed jobs that just support the whole socially constructed cycle over and over. To discover the truth of who you really are, you must choose first to see the social constructs that do not serve the true you, and then step away and construct that which does. It is only then that you can truly start to see things for what they really are. If you have any questions or thoughts about social constructs or anything I've mentioned in this episode, I would love to hear them in the comments. If you want to know more, then make sure you hit the notification button and consider subscribing. I have much more to share with you about integrating work, life, and spirituality. So while you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other content. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. I hope it helped and gave you an insight as to why the world is what it is and why it doesn't have to be. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you next time.